Blog Talk Radio.
It ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no one for guessing. So more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh. Giving me time. Promise that you won't let me fall. I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, you're doing this just for pleasure. Either let me or I'm a lesson.
Like the baseline, keep me so cool like the wind. No shame, serve it up, need your dinner, babe. Like a nice breeze through them summer trees. Get a quick trip in overseas. Press your heart fired up like a diamond, babe. You're my star, I go blind cause you shine cray. Oh. Every time you leave me, babe, forget your
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. I am La Perla Negra, and tonight I have the pleasure of riding shotgun with the host tonight, King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
Hey, what's going on, La Perla? I'm feeling good up in here tonight. Beautiful day.
Yeah, it is, it is, it is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is King and Queen's Quarters, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? King, I got my Raw Link on. You got yours on?
Definitely have mine right up on the resist.
No, that's right. I know that's right. Yeah. Y'all need to get you some, and I'm going to tell you exactly where you can acquire them at. But I got to give a shout-out first to the CEO of not only Epiphany Radio, but he is the CEO of Raw Links, what we happen to be talking about, these beautiful pieces of jewelry that you can adorn your body with these precious gems and stones and metals and woods and all kinds of good stuff, man. Great energy comes off of them, and you can actually get them over there at rawlinkcraw@facebook.com, and you can also acquire them on Amazon. If you can't get them from there, just holler at anybody in Epiphany. We got you, I promise. The dial-in number is 319. Yes, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press one and engage us. We love you too. Tonight is open mic, so we ain't asking for a whole lot. We just want you to bring them fire pieces in and let us feel what your pen is flowing. You know what I'm saying? The art of your soul. Okay? No pressure. No pressure. You know?
I know that's right.
Before I get started, I'm going to do this quick snippet for y'all, and then we can come right back and get started on this poetry.
Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. Now, I'm new here on this side in the King and Queen's Quarters, so but I'm no stranger to spitting a piece for you guys, so I guess I can start this off. Is that all right with you, King?
Hey, that's fine with me. The queen always before the king, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
All right, so. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. This piece is untitled, but y'all know me. I'm the queen of untitled pieces. I've managed to stay out of trouble as much as I can, but somehow I always find myself dancing just alongside of it. Guess I just like to push the limits of the theory. Man does not know what he's capable of until tested. I've never known what it's like to be in a relationship that's fought for and held together because I've always been in love alone. But because my heart is made of cries and smiles, I know my worth. Yet I still stumble around a bit at times in this thing called life, and throughout all the hurt and doors, still try to keep the light of love shining above it all. But when what you love shows up as what left you broken purposely in the past for survival all over, making you realize that your skin has more room for wounds and scars and how it isn't as thick as you thought it was. See, in my experience, my cries to them of how they hurt me never received well. And then they become the maestro through the rhythm of my heartbeat. And you find yourself on that battlefield between ego and soul. So no, I don't want to tell my story again. But the lines of it can be read between the beats of my heart and behind the dimmed light in my eyes. I've just received enough rejection from this life, and I don't recover well from people in their presence, so I just quietly walk away. That's that piece.
Oh, shucks. Fly. You know what I mean? Fly in its own right. You know what I mean? You would come with that dope hot piece. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you. I want to ask you something. Are you getting like a break in the line, kind of like a silence every once in a while? Or maybe it's on my end, I don't know. But you hearing it?
No, I hear you clear.
No? Okay, well, I guess it's on me then. For some reason, I'm just getting a little break. If any of you callers or any of you listeners on the streaming online can hear a break every so often with some silence, I apologize for it. But enough about my whining. King, I'm
what's
sure
that?
I'm not the only one interested or anxious in what you brought for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready.
I got it. All right. Thank you.
Right.
This piece,
the mic
titled,
is yours.
This piece I titled Cosmic Flip.
All right.
Nowadays,
sure.
Nowadays I see my counselor. Who is my counselor? I guess my therapist wasn't really seeing a therapist. Can't have a Libra moment where the scales are uneven. How the hell I get rid of my demons? They still screaming, dreaming, slipping into the world of the Sandman. Where's my Leo intuition? I was born on August 1st. The curse, resurrecting the dirt from out my dark side. When I wake from out my sleep in the mirror, I can't hide. For me, K-I-N-G, I am supposed to be royalty, but pain got a hold of my true self. So now I get to the bay and meditate and pray, inhaling the salt air, but in the Gemini way. Four personalities, yet some have it bad as me, refuse to be a casualty, returning as a majesty. Last of a dying breed, still carry my prayer beads. Next time the devil come for me, it'll be a god and he feed. King.
Wow. Wait a minute. Hold on, let's go back to the part you said about your therapist, is that what you said?
Yeah, I said nowadays I see my counselor, who is my counselor? I guess my therapist.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was saying, I guess my therapist wasn't really seeing a therapist.
That's dope line. I like that. You know, what people fail to realize is we all have somebody that we need to go to. Okay. It doesn't matter who you are. Nobody outranks anyone when it comes to you needing to talk to someone, needing to somebody to be there for you. We're all the same when it comes down to that. Yo, that piece was dope.
Yeah,
they
got
a lot.
Hey, you know, the counselor is whatever the therapist, you know what I mean? You got to figure it out
yourself
on your own if they don't work.
Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes we can find ourselves being someone's counselor or someone's therapist just by being there, just our presence alone. I know a lot of people have told me that about myself, and whether they know it or not, a lot of people that I talk to are my therapist. They are my counsel. A lot of them are just, you know, be a good medicine for me. So that's a very, very good thing. I like providing. I like thought provoking. That was pretty dope. All right.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Yours as well. No.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I'm anxious to get to these callers, because we got a few of them in here ready to get on this mic. So let me open up this first call. This first microphone is to my Diva, Ms. VIP. Hey, Diva. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, Diva. How are you? What's up, King Edwin?
Hey, Ms. VIP.
I wanna. If you don't mind, King, I'd like to reiterate on your piece with this artist on the mic right now, Diva. I know you just heard King's piece, right? And how do you feel about that? With us having somebody, you know, everybody has somebody as a way of releasing what's going on. And it's called a therapist, a counselor, you know. How do you feel about that?
I feel everybody should have one. I mean, you can have a talk with God, you know what I'm saying, or your higher power, but there's nothing like having someone to talk to down here. So I think it's a must, quiet as cat.
Well, that's the high counselor right there.
Okay. Yeah, you done sparked the topic of discussion, King, with that piece, man. And that's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing. But Diva, you know, we really, really would like to know what you brought for our listening pleasure tonight, because I know you brought something. I know you did.
Well, it's a short piece, Trust and Believe, and it's an untitled piece. Let's just put it this way. Let me just warn y'all, okay? I was in my feelings when I wrote this, all right?
I like that.
That's all right.
I like when people get in their feelings.
Yes, yes. That's that rawness we look for, because we like to be, you know, right there when you're in your feelings so we can feel what you're feeling, you know? And it's all right.
Yeah, it is all right. When you're in the corners, be for real. Like the poet.
There you go. Right. All right, Diva. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. He knows me too well. Find it hard to believe he loves me the way that I am. I want to cry at the wonder of it. He says he does. I can't undo years of shame. But when he holds me, it's heaven to him. It's everything to me. I once was exposed to him. He made me be still. He made me look, told me he loved me, all of me. I looked back at myself, the thunder thighs with cellulite, my pooch, my big ass, my arms, and I immediately wanted to weep because he was sincere. I couldn't see what he saw. He said men see differently than women. Fear warred with love for this man, and love won. He loves me. I can tell when he holds me, how he smiles at me. When I get on tiptoe to kiss him, how I blush and he thinks it's cute. I love him. So much I'm sure my heart will burst. And I know this love is real because it's beautiful and it's ours. And that's that piece.
Oh, shit. I love it because it's ours.
What I'm talking about, Diva. Uh-huh. Oh, man. You know what? It's you know what? We all want that special somebody that just loves us for everything that we are worth, inside, outside, all of that. You know,
I know that's
a lot of people say, you know, excuse me, they say fuck love and all that. That ain't what they really mean, trust me, because we come from love. We were created from love. Okay, and the ultimate goal is to get back to love after we have this experience here in life. So when they say that, I'll be like, I just scoffer like, all right, whatever.
Just remember, don't stop the love. You know what I mean?
Don't stop the love. That's right. That's right. Don't stop the love. Mm-hmm. And Diva, I really love that piece. And it doesn't always have to be some long, drawn-out piece with a whole bunch of words and stuff. You can make a profound mm-hmm. statement and a point and make
yeah,
people feel
life.
You just through
uh-huh.
a few words. It doesn't have to be a lot or entail, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that
I
was
that.
A beautiful piece. One of these days, I'm be singing that too. But right now, you know, I'm still on my little self discovery journey, and I'm liking what I find out about myself. You know, you gotta love yourself
absolutely.
First and foremost before you can even allow
mm-hmm.
somebody in. Somebody
true
can
indeed.
Love you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of
yep.
what you, how you. You know, let me get off of this. But Diva, before we let you escape,
yeah.
y'all know I'm a chatterbox. Before we let you escape, and go on, send you over there to the what is it, the Crown Royal Lounge, King? I'm you know,
yeah,
I'm still new
yeah,
here.
Yeah, because there's some Crown Royal back there. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, my Diva don't drink, but she can go over there and
well, got
and
some
get
ice
something.
For you.
Something, like no, but
like I see.
Before we let you, there you go.
No lemonade.
That's what's up, Diva. Can you tell us what you got going on in the world of Epiphany, please?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My sultry diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the Erotic Love Zone. So the topic is up for discussion right now, but trust and believe, y'all want to have fun, so y'all join us. Back to you guys.
Thank you. Now, my awesome host right here, he's going to escort you over there to the Crown Royal mm-hmm. Lounge, and I'm gonna see if I can find a song for you. Go with your teeth. All right. So,
right,
if you wouldn't mind, stick around for the rest of the
all
show.
Right.
You know, go on over there in the lounge and put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby.
One love, one man.
and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarter. King, you ready for this next caller, this next artist on the mic?
Most death. Bring the caller in. He was good.
All right, we go from the VIP to Poetic. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarter. Poetic, how you doing tonight?
Oh, man, I am doing phenomenal tonight. La Pearl, La Negra, King Atterbury. Hey, Danielle.
What's going on, bro?
What's going on? What's happening? What is happening?
Oh, man. We off to a good start tonight.
I hear. Great poetry that I'm hearing.
My diva brought it and King brought it. Thank you. And I know we are for a treat.
You brought it. We're not going to just skip over you, okay? Nice
try. Right?
Thank you. King, was you saying something?
I was saying you can't skip over yourself. You know what I mean? Like, yo, you always bring it. Okay.
Thank you.
Layers to this.
Yeah, it is layers to this. Thank you. That's
absolutely.
Well, as you know, Poetic, this is open mic, and I know you brought something awesome for us to listen to tonight. I got a favor to ask you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm listening. Now, after you switch your piece, I'll ask you. But whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Put your lips on the neck of my verbs while I place my hands on the moisture of your nouns. And the sensual, steamy passion we make when our bodies make new stories as we wear pleasure crowns. The pleasure of our skin touching each other creates a safe space for the most romantic orgasm together. Feeling your lips upon my skin creates a story, one that ignites the flames of my desire, and I get to share it with you, our story. So amazing that our sheets demand a sequel, no cliff note laces with prequels, just pure commitment to our pleasure zone, and the goal is to captivate our hormones, together and not alone. Feeling you this close reminds me why we crave the pages of each other, even nose to nose. Our words matches our actions. Our hearts beat together in unison as we hold each other. We leave room to discover a never-ending love filled with the power of yes. Yes, I will make love to your mind, body, and soul. Yes, I will encourage your safe space to release control. Yes, I will deliver the most amazing climax you've ever experienced. Yes, I will explore the alignment of your chakras with you as our tongues dance. Yes, I will intimately look you in your eyes. Yes, I will be the main reason to your whys as I caress your thighs. The inked pages bound to your skin is exactly where my fingertips will begin. And that's that piece.
Yeah.
Bro, that was a mic drop.
Wow.
That was dope, bro. You know what I mean?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Ink is always fly, man. Word.
I appreciate
it. Oh, my God. Yo, wait a minute. I can't even determine. I can't distinguish whether that was Poetic or whether that was Dan. That would sound like a little bit of both up in there. Because that right there, I had to clutch my invisible pearl. That was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. Oh, my God. I might have lost a word. And y'all know how rare that is for me?
I appreciate it.
Damn. Yo, everything you said in there, oh, my God. That was really, really beautiful. Now, who did we just get? Did we just get Van or did we just get Poetic? Which one? Because, damn.
Well, Van started the piece and then Poetic just took over. So you got a little bit of both.
Okay. All right. Well, did. Both of them are appreciated, really. Sheesh.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to just say, Mr. Station Manager, would you do us a favor by telling us what just you have got going on in Tiffany's universe? And then later on, if you don't mind, I'd like to bring you back in to give us the rundown for the week.
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, you can join me this coming Thursday night with the co-host with the most. This is my brother, J-Rob, the wise son, the Dark Knight, Mr. DSP, and yours truly, Poetic, in the Get Down. And then Saturday night, y'all, Saturday night, oh my goodness, we'll be back with Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And who knows what the question of the evening will be, but I'm sure it'll be something that you'll love to talk about. And then on Sunday, it will be me and that guy, Mr. Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson in the Inspiration Factory. So make sure y'all come through and check us out. Back to you.
All right.
Wow.
That's what's up.
Wow. Well, I'm going to do it like this. Since my wonderful coast escorted my lovely diva over there, I think it would only be fair if a lady would escort you over there to the Crown Royal Lounge. And as the moniker said, there is plenty of Crown Royal, a very large selection of different flavors. And I think yours is peach. You like over there? Am I right?
Absolutely, Crown Peach.
All right, well, let's go on over there and get you a nice spot at the bar or table, whichever one you choose. Grab yourself a drink, sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one
baby,
mic.
Baby,
one love,
one mic.
It's off.
Yo, I think I got a song for that one. Let me bring this in.
Yeah.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to King and Queen's Quarters. I am co-hosting this amazing host, King Atterbury. This is Epiphany Radio. You are listening to. It is coming up on 9:45 exactly. And for those of you that are streaming online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press 1. I see a few of you listening. I see you listening. I need y'all to press that 1. Don't be scared. Come on, it's open mic. Y'all can give us what you want to give us, because guess what? It's all dope, because y'all are dope. Plain and simple.
I know that's right.
Make sure
you're going to be all right
those
with
y'all that And there you go, there you go. Those of you that are streaming online, please make sure you get in here before the 11 o'clock hour. You have up until 10:59 to get in here. Come on, get on this mic with us. Give us some more of that art of your soul. All right, now, we're going to open up this next microphone. We go from poetic to Mojave. Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. How you doing tonight, Javi? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Hey, Danielle. What's happening, little Perla Negro? What's happening, King?
What's going on, bro?
Lord Atterbury. Lord Atterbury.
Nah, not tonight. Not tonight, brother. Not tonight. You know what I mean? Stop trying to enlist me for the honey drippers or not. Not tonight, man.
Sir, here's a particular skill that I possess that I must feel free to enchant people with it, sir. I am not the lyricist such as your caliber, sir. I am not.
I am merely
a jester, who carries big reams of honey that pour out whenever I have to speak. Seductively speaking to a fine, beautiful woman whose boudoir I wish to enter. Excuse me. Sir.
Wow.
You wildin', man. Dang. What's good, Javi?
Let me take a sip of some ice water. Yes, let me take 2 sips. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Goodness. All right, Dave. Yeah. Well, we are definitely interested in what you brought for our listening pleasure tonight. Because, let me position myself properly, because you have a tendency to make things move and shift around when you get on mic. You good, sir. Yes, Michael, sir, you. Yeah.
I think that's good. I reject all base accusations and faulty testimony as to the purpose of my character.
Yes, it's on purpose, all right. Anywho, love, whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Okay. Let me just do this. Let's try this. All right, hold on. in the dark. I lay on my back in the bed, thinking of how I fed you, the length of you, the strength of you, the sweetness of your sweat, the bet I made that I would become first, covering your hair vibrantly, feeling you tightening, wall vibrating, a succulent caress, a tumultuous transgress while you worry about your birth control. After you lost control, and I filled you up, you chasing the man bat of the baby you just created before exhaust faded us. Sleep, keeping with the closed eyelids, we are backsliders of the highest order, habitual line stuffers, violators of greater nasty nature, violent vibrators, attacking your warm velvet as I enter into your belt. Impossible. When you walk, I feel a call to action. How may I make way for you? It is like the essence of you speaks to me. It says so much that the silence only mentions your curvy geography. But after you travel by tips of fingers and tongues, how soft and beautiful it takes the sturdy and strong. I don't have to wonder your midnight as your moon is cold and bountiful. And to kiss the moon with my light and delight because of how your heavens part and drown me in the leaves. The kidnapping binds you blindly with kisses, holds you hostage with hugs, cuts you toward me like a contestant's thug, skin to skin, wants to lift you up, turn your bottom like a bottle to the sky, and watch you trickle down my chest. Nibbles and kibbles, tender vittles to your bits, the areolas and clips resemble chocolate galaxies. How you feed me is how I am complete. You are a small despair, all you can eat. And this is what I was meant to do. And the peace and pleasure of a single-minded focus with unlimited energy that pushes my power bar to 400% oxytocin. Each time your moan denotes your little death, they say a man bounds with a woman each time you orgasm. How many times have I traveled close to you, where the soul of me entered into your core, traveling souls, a destination of creation, DNA programming, fountaining forth, warm into leading office, no longer often, pulling close to the population, gossip, gratified to feed. Mountains, wet walls. And if I say please, understand I am not at ease. Errors become over, this portion of the journey finished, the night, the day becomes night, the sign of the number. Where we began. And I tell you, light that shines beneath my skin, being explained to the darkness surrounding my heart, we speak of songs transmitted that dance through the memories of our childhood. You are an ocean of melody, lips of love, smiling through your eyes, and I believe this is how it is. I see magic, see the woman, full, beautiful. Constellation, the butterfly.
Dope ink, bro. Dope ink.
Damn. That's see what I'm talking about? Do you see what I'm talking about? You do it every single time. The soft spokenness in your voice. And the words that you use and the description that you give of what you are going to do to her and what is taking place. Child, you know what? Ooh, child. I got to tell myself, he's my brother, he's my brother, he's my brother, he's my brother, he's my brother. That was absolutely beautiful, Bobby, as always. It really, really was. Everything about that piece. Man, y'all are just, you coming in here and just blazing. Y'all got guns blazing coming through the door. Sheesh.
Yeah, rocking the mic. Making, you know what I'm saying?
That was awesome. Absolutely awesome. Now, Mr. Tuesday night. you would be so kind before we allow you to get out of here and tell us what you have going on. I have to say, Tiffany, universe, when it comes down to you, because you are universal, dude. You're just all over the place. You got so much going on. Please.
Okay. Let me try it this way. Get it. Come on. Okay, like. I like because I don't like record on me. So tomorrow, here on the 15th Radio Network, a For Real Entertainment Network, Why Be Average When You Can Be Raw, our sponsor, we will be having War Council. An egalitarian panel of conscious creators who kick around guest ideas, things that hit the public sphere, and of course, conversations about relationships. And tomorrow's show will be no different. We have some guest panelists coming in. And the name of the show is This Ain't Free, as well as You Got Screwed, But You Didn't Get Screwed, and other social media news. We are going to talk about some of the things that have hit the public sphere lately. We're going to talk about how you get flowed out and you don't give up no skin, as well as many other things that are going to happen at this first conversation itself. We're going to talk about if I'm not marrying you, we're going Dutch, baby. We doing a whole bunch of things on War Cancer. It's going to be guns blazing. There's going to be things going on. We're going to talk about it all. We're going to talk about women who won't let you see your child because you don't want to see them no more. It's bad. We're talking about all the terrible stuff tomorrow. It's going to be terrible. But we're going to have fun and work out here on the 50 Radio Universe, the For Real Entertainment Network. Make sure that you take your socks off but don't have no corn. My favorite baby.
No, you didn't just say
that. Oh, shit. Like, yeah, that's crazy.
Damn, what? All right, Mahavi, thank you very much for that awesome piece and for letting us know what's going on. And I will escort you over there to the Crown Royal Lounge, okay, because I believe gentlemen need a lady on their arms. Lead the way a little bit over there. Anyway, why don't you go over there, get yourself a drink, or whatever it is your pleasure is. Sit back.
Yeah, I'm going over there to hug them. That's what I'm doing.
You want to hug them? Okay. Well, sit back. Put your feet up. Take your socks off. Baby. One love, one
baby,
mic.
Baby.
One love, one mic.
Wow. I think I got a song for that right there. Let me see. Yeah, I'll do this.
Took a shower, dressed, cleaned up my place, made me some breakfast, toast, two scrambled eggs, grits, grab my keys, grab my purse, grab my jacket off to work. Is it the way? nothing else to do.
Man, don't be fronting on your girls, for real.
Go ahead, really, get your groove on. Cause tonight my man's coming through.
Welcome back, welcome back once again, ladies and gentlemen. Man, this show is on fire tonight. I can't even pick up the mics off the floor that they burning up because they still smoking. That's how dope mm-hmm. these pieces are, and the poets coming through. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. But we got another caller right here. Yes, 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 yes. We're going to let this next caller come in here. Oh, man, this is my baby Diva. Hey, Janice. Welcome to King and Queen Quarters. How are you doing?
Hey, what's good? Hey, King Atterbury, La Pearl and Negra. What's good?
How you doing, Zani?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm sleepy, as always.
That's all right. That's all right. Your mama, you got a right to be sleepy. You know,
it's like your playlist
is
on fire.
Hey, yo, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm trying. You know,
Diva got it going tonight.
Thank God. Oh man, this is. Are you enjoying the show?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm actually looking forward to listening to the playback too, because everybody's pieces have just been on it. I loved what I've been hearing so far.
Oh my God! And you about to be added to the playback, because I know, man, I know you brought something fire, man. I'm telling you, I can listen to your voice all day. It's so soothing. It's like it puts you in a zen like state. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's so soothing. Yo,
yeah.
You don't meditate?
Not often enough. But I need to
sound like you do. You got that voice for it and everything. Like you be in so relaxed mode, like
Yes. Her voice is meditation. Okay.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, LaPearl.
Yeah.
Look, if I was looking for a wife, that type of wife, I wouldn't need the meditation music. Just hearing her voice, and when I'll be calm and relaxed.
I'm gonna just send you some random videos.
I know that's right.
For recording. I'm just sending you some videos. I'll see that. I got you.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely. Oh man. Wow, that's awesome. Well, my baby Diva, Yeah. Everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to know, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because I know you brought something.
I've got fresh meat.
Ooh, there's something else. Well, I'll tell you what. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is Paper Balloon. Do you remember how to make paper balloons? Have you ever taken your words and tucked them into hard creased folds, placed your lips on the resulting hole, and then blow just enough to inflate part of what you've written? Random lines tucked into creases, visually ceasing lines of ink and trains of thought. I once had a collection of such, artfully arranged uncertainty. I placed them in a crystal bowl. The most beautiful ones were made from crumbled pages. I knew at once the act of discarding was premature, that there was more to be unearthed from these pages, now softened through crushing. My hands smoothing each as much as I can, choosing to create art from disregarded parts of me. And it's this you wish to see. Will your handling of my paper balloons somehow deflate me? Essentially, Johnny.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow. Go ahead first.
That was so soothing. Just kind of speak.
Gotta wake up.
You know what I mean? Yeah, gotta kind of wake up out of my slumber a little bit. And not in a bad way. My thoughts are everywhere. That was fly. I love that.
Thank you.
Man, girl, let me tell you something. You know, you had mentioned to me about my opening lines, and I would carry that with me ever. I love it. But you as well, you are gifted to bring a metaphor in an open line that would seem to be a piece within itself, but then you manage to turn it, you know, blend it into what you're writing afterwards, and I love that.
Yeah.
And what I got from that piece, especially the last couple of lines, is are your hands large enough and strong enough to hold my heart and keep it from falling
and
shattering?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yes. That's what I got from that. Girl, you, yes. I loved it. And your voice is absolutely captivating. My goodness, have you ever yelled in your life? Ever?
Y'all are crazy. I appreciate you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful, beautiful piece. I appreciate you, too. Now, before you go, because, see, you ain't on here often.
I'm fine.
We don't get we're not getting treated to your voice that often, but we do get you nonetheless. So can you tell us what you got going on out there in the poetry world?
Yeah, for sure. So I have released my second track. It's available wherever you purchase music. The title is A Shadow's Depth. And what it is a sketch story that it's fantasy that happens to be written poetically. Again, it's Shadow's Death. The link is in my bio on both Facebook and on Instagram.
Would you please be so kind as to post that in the event page? I left it open for y'all to put it in what you want.
Good, because I wanted to post a video for this. Okay.
Oh.
I got a video for Paper Balloons,
you know
too.
That's what I'm talking about. That's definitely what I'm talking about.
I could see that one as I was writing it, so I had to do a video.
I know that's right. I ain't mad at you, girl. That's what I'm talking about. Well, my lovely baby diva, if you could stick around, we might, as the beautiful Queen Simmons says, spin the block. And
I'll be here.
Get another piece.
Awesome. I'll be here. See you soon. Thank you. All right. Send you over there to the Crown Royal Lounge. One love. Okay. One love, one night. Man, that was beautiful.
I'm telling you, I ain't gonna lie. I could listen to her over and over and over again. Well, before we let this next caller in, I'm going to do another station ID real quick. All
right.
Tiffany Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Now, what I'm about to do, if I was to skip over this, it just wouldn't do my diva justice, so I'm going to give her a song as well, a piece.
I Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, to King and Queen's Quarters. I'm co-hosting tonight, Riding Shotgun alongside King Atterbury. I am the Perla Negra. It is 21 minutes after the 10 o'clock hour, and like I said, you have until 10:59 to get in here. And please press that one. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. King, are we ready for this next artist on the mic?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Let's get it popping.
All right, we're going. That's what's up. We're going over here to our Canadian connection to Lady A. Hey, Lady A, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
Hello, King and Queen. How are you tonight?
Good.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. We've got a little break in that heat wave we had for a couple of weeks, and it's cooled off considerably today, so it was quite pleasant. Other than that, I'm swimming at the beach every day and loving every minute of it.
Oh, it came over here because we ain't catching
no
break.
No, it's hot, isn't it? That was unreal. Seriously, though, you know what? I've been in, like, when I get in the water, I'm in for 3-4 hours at a time. Like, it's just unreal. And it's a whole different world for me. But I stay right in. Either that or live in a basement somewhere where it's cool because it's been terribly hot.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah. So what's the word for tonight? It's open poetry,
open
yeah?
The word for tonight, like my host said, is open mic.
Hey, I got a poem that I wrote about a week ago. It's called Trust No One, if I may.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, the mic is yours.
Okay. Friendship turns to henship. It simply takes a lie. Conceal the pleading letters, ignore the begging cries. Build a case where there is none. Interpret your own perception of the communication going on. Gather other posts to review what you have found and never let the accused speak to the rabid crowd. Close the door in your face. Speak not, you won't be heard. Power-driven mode, prove you are right, and I will leave. What you did was just as bad as that other leader who made you bleed. My hemorrhaging controlled. Trust no one, lest betrayal be your goal. My character attacked, truth spun into lies. All the others followed. I hope you're satisfied. Time has proved one thing. You are not who I thought you were. Friendship means nothing, else you would have listened to my heart. Your accusations were convincing. All my friends have since departed. Lesson learned, believe no one. Friendship is a myth. And peace. Bit cranky, isn't it?
No, fed up. You are fed up, honey. Ain't nothing nobody.
Yeah,
can
I really am, and it's frustrating because with this media, people have the power to shut you off. You don't have an opportunity if something happens, and in this situation. And I've got it all. This is a real situation, obviously, and I have it all documented. And I was not allowed to present my documentations. They were just the accusations and the spin doctoring were just taken for verbatim and for the truth, and the truth was never really heard. And it was really quite devastating at first because you know yourselves that you invest in your friends that are on these radio programs and in the groups that you're in, you trust that they're your friends, and this was just a blindsided, unbelievable happening, and it's really made me bitter in a lot of ways because, you know, I'm an open book and I share my heart, and what you see is what you get, and I always get shocked when something happens and people turn out to not be who they are, which is a lot of times. It's just often, more often than I care to think about, really.
Well, you know what, Lady A, to cut you off like that, but in these days right now, you got to think, you got to look at the world as a mirage, like you're in a desert.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's true.
Don't believe everything.
It's true. We're pretty much on our own. You know, you have.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You got the personal choice. Be careful with the mirages. You know what I mean? Keep a fresh bottle of water with you at all times.
Yeah. I just wish it didn't hurt so much. You know, because to me, you know, friendship is important, and I'm loyal and. Most people aren't, you know. It's disillusioning. But we are our own. We're the only ones that can make us happy. So, you know, I have my own journey in that sense and continue on as I do.
We all do. It's going to be all right.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You always bring these pieces that are very, very heartfelt because you are very, very transparent. And it's appreciated greatly because here in the realm of poetry, we get to be just that, transparent. And, you know, when we listen to people speak their pieces, we don't know if that's actually their life they're speaking of or somebody else's, you know what I mean? Or if it's dedicated to someone, but it is something that needs to be said. It's a story that needs to be told. And we're always telling someone's story. Always.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
We are all not too dissimilar from one another because everybody has gone through something and is dealing with something. So I appreciate that, Lady A. I really, really do.
Thank you very much. You know, and I've told you this before, Danielle, you play a role in my life, even though, you know, we may not talk every day or anything like that, but there's been often that you've had some very meaningful advice, and I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, love, and I appreciate you too. I really, really do. I'm trying to find a song, maybe to lighten the mood, you know, because I can't find nothing. I want to play something angry for you, but I can't find anything. So I just hope you like what I do play for you, and I'm going to have my awesome host escort you over there to the Crown Royal Lounge, and you sit back, grab your drink, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby. One love.
Baby, go on over there and have a nice Moscato or something like that. You deserve
all right.
That. Do you, boom.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Wow. That was nice. Well, I can't find a song that suits her piece, so I'ma just play this.
And we're live, produced by the colleagues. Take one.
Won't you come and tell me how was your day, babe? I can read it. It's all over your face, babe. Just lay it on me. I wanna know. Throw it on me. Just let it go, and I'ma give you what you want. Now that's off your chest, I just need you focused. Chill and take a breath, then I want you open. Let it flow and catch your vibe on me. Girl, conversing ain't that deep. No need for conversation when it close come out. Just use your body to communicate your. Ain't your mama ever told you if your mouth full, don't drown? Can we get nasty? Flex the shoulders while I bend you over, over and over. Strokes should pull me closer, taking caution. Show me what puts on your mind now, please. Speak to me between your thighs. I was lost in your world, girl. Catch your vibe on me, girl. Conversing ain't that deep. No need for conversation. Really close, come on. Just use your body to communicate your thoughts. Ain't your mama ever told you if your mouth full, don't talk? No need for conversation. Really close, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, welcome back. Let's continue on here. King, you ready for this next artist on the mic?
No doubt. Bring the artist in.
All right, we go from Lady A to Sincere. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarter. Sincere, how you doing tonight?
Oh, wonderful. I'm so proud of you being a grandmother. You're doing a great job. Proud of you. I do watch you from afar. And I appreciate everything you do. Oh, absolutely. And King Atterbury, I love what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, thank you, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm vertical, man. I'm battling. you know, there's a spiritual warfare going on, and just dealing with it.
Yo, ain't you over there on the West Coast, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you need to play that beach water, yo. That's where you relieve that water. That water is important.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's where I go.
All right, that's what's up. That's peace.
Well, it sure is.
Absolutely. And you know what? I thank you for paying attention. That's me and my bundle of joy. That's my thinker. But you know, you're right. We are in spiritual warfare, but guess what? I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You ready? You ready?
Yeah. Drop the dime.
The universe ain't playing with these people no more. Okay?
Ooh, because you stop playing?
All this negativity is getting ready. It's getting booted. I'm telling you. May not seem like it, but trust me, we winning. Okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, help is on the way. We're going to be all right. Believe that. I need y'all to believe that. I need y'all to understand that. Trust me. We coming out on top of this thing. Okay.
We in the third quarter, brother. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, things happen in the third quarter.
I'm going to tell you. That's when the most is done. Okay? So it's going to be all right. For y'all, those of y'all out there worrying about this world and how horrible things are, trust me, it's some good coming behind all of this chaos. Out of chaos comes the order and beauty and love the way it's supposed to be. I know it's hard right now for y'all to see that far, but I'm trying to tell you, we winning. We are definitely winning, and it's a good thing. I love all of y'all, so stay in the light, stay in the positive. Trust me. Okay.
I love it.
Sincere. Now, it's been a minute since I heard from you, man. I mean, I've heard you, but it's been a minute since we actually got a chance to converse, you know, on the radio. And this is a good thing. It's definitely a good thing. And everybody wants to know, you know, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
Well, I'm going to follow my Canadian poet. It's called Betrayed.
Oh. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Betrayal is in front of me. That makes me feel like a little dove under the wings of a condor's might. I lost sight in the fight to understand isolation. Foresight between being chosen to choose a choice afterward. I lost weight inside my own webbing. A sinner's remission removed me of my resourcefulness so I can bend at my knees in order to be forgiven outright. Never mind. I need to depend on my own records, my own accord that has shown me prayers in the highest of a sapphire collection is not worth the price of eternity without grace. Euphoria, season, deja vu lyrics, songs that hit and take you down a road to escape yourself. Fell out at another moment, turning red plums into a golden rod, a sapphire's lore, many missions, cradles rocket upwards for a force boost. Betrayed and not alone. Or walking to see another force drive like the Euphrates dams. Whereas the Los Angeles war will consume occultists to proclamation that here comes the Antichrist March of Dimes. Excuse me. There's nothing more heartfelt scream than your own family, friends, and associates. We have claimed to be that one friend's friend in order of seeing you suffer from theory behind a silver mask. 3 days, Adam's revenge, or should we say Noah's beginning? Betrayal left us. Thanks for giving up our right to not be able to defend our freedom under the laws of a homo. Revenge barks loudly when heteros throw a party of pardons for being with one instead of four horse and tails. Betrayals in front of me. Betrayed. Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
Wow. Yo.
All right.
King, you want to go first on that?
Yeah, no doubt, my brother. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, got it right there, move it over there, mirror it back. I mean, no peace, brother.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. You yeah. know, Sahir, I listen to your pieces when you do them, and I told you a long time ago, you piss people off because you wake them up by telling them the truth. You are one of those ones that snatch that umbrella of security off of their heads. You just knock it out the way and like, look, open your eyes. You put light on it where they don't want to see. And I dig it
right.
Because I get it. Trust me, I get it. And it's dope. Your pieces are very profound in what you're saying, and I appreciate it. I really, really do. So thank you.
Thank you
so
much.
Before we let
you
escape, because I know you're a busy man. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. Can you give us a little bit of what you're doing out there?
Absolutely. I'm finishing up on the documentary series that should be, if God's willing, at the end of the month, we will release the first movie of the documentary series called The Rise of Memorial Park, a John Hines story. And then my third book is coming out, if God's willing, at the end of August or September. And that's what I'm doing right now.
All right, awesome. Could you post that information in the event page? It's open for you to do that. So people can
absolutely
know where to find you and find out what exactly it is that you got going on. And thank you. I'm going to escort you over here to the Crown Royal Lounge. You can sit down, grab a table, and, you know, sit back, smoke a cigar, or have a drink, whatever it is. But I want you to put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
That sounds good. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That was dope. Now, Okay, yeah. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go back over here, just as I asked earlier, and open up Poetic Mike again so he can give us the rundown for the week. Mr. Station Manager, could you please give us the rundown for the week for Tiffany? Are you there, Ben? Okay, Ben. All right.
Did we lose the station manager?
Yeah. Well, you know, things happen. It's all right. But I guess I'll try my best to do it. Close his mic.
You have another question?
I think he's just going to be listening for the rest of the show. He might be away from his phone or something. But I'm going to open up everybody's mic right now, and I'm going to find out who can give us another piece. All right?
That's what's up.
Baby Diva, you there? You got another piece for us?
Yep. I got it ready.
Ooh. All right. Awesome. Let me open up Lady A's mic and see. Lady A, would you be joining us in this next round with another piece?
Sure.
Or you want
to happy to, yeah.
All right, awesome.
I'll have something a little more positive.
All right, awesome. Let me ask Sincere if he can still hang around. Sincere, you still here?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, hold on.
Let me contact my ghostwriter, all right? You know what I'm saying? Please. Every good poet should have one. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Well, I'm going to have to look into that. I'm definitely going to have to look into that. But all right,
cool.
We want to kick the whole thing. All right. I'm going to leave your mics open in case you want to give somebody their flowers, you want to applaud while they're doing your piece. Just keep the noise to a minimum. That's all I ask. And Baby Diva, we're going to start off with you. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay. The artist traces the shadows along the arch of my back, those tightened knots of unspoken truth in varying shades of gray and dark that I can't quite reach. Outlining a sketch with floral hints, penciled in lines with shading blended with fingertips, understanding the importance and acceptance of such depth, knowing that without the shadows all that's left is flat and lifeless. With a softened brush, this artist applies whispers as warm as yellow, spills azure as vibrant as the sky in autumn, and I get to experience masterful technique, the exploration of rising peaks of interest, intent pouring and coating my being in the constant flow of touch. A sand brush applies feathered moments and textured streaks of awareness. This is seduction, the consumption of pleasurable size, the artist's signature running down my thighs. And I eventually open my eyes and find that I'm on full display, comfortably framed and golden. Like any good apprentice, I take what I've learned, allowing this lesson to awaken my creativity, to consider how to shape the width and breadth of my imagination. I never thought of myself as a sculptor before, but I'm ready. I have tools I could use, but I start by filling my hands with rich, warm clay, coaxing what I desire to form, sliding my palms along its length, revealing textured lines of awareness that thought to be free. We are seductive, productive in all the ways we were meant to be, on full display, my name signed along the base of my artwork. Essentially, Johnny.
Beautiful, beautiful. Lady A, mic is yours.
Thank you. curious vessel, a bottle of elixir placed atop the shelf. The card attached says, drink me for yourself. Curiosity tempts me to look upon the vessel for further information, lest I be in peril. Upon the cork, a message like a royal decree. One wish will be granted if you drink of me. Oh, to have a wish that would be, that wish would be to have my three girls snuggle at my knee. Without hesitation, without a back glance, I'll drink this promised wish for this perfect chance. I'd save some for my girls to drink for wishes alone, and wait for them to fall on my neck, and I say, welcome home. Peace.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Sincere. It was beautiful. Sincere, you're up. Mike,
yeah.
Is yours.
Just another day, just another day in this war, notwithstanding how I got here. God removed me from inner conflicts, from gossip and internal hate, from whichever came up out of the mouth of Babel. Babylon seeks her death, earmarks from the flood from over 1,000 seasons ago. We are still talking about the old, when the old was birthed through a flood that wiped away all sins before and after the resurrection of him, who seen him rose and rise to be the messenger for the King of Kings by his free will. So this is not my war, and the prophecy begins behind me, for water is the strongest element out of here, amongst the wickedness of all men's hearts. Fire and earth covered around golden arches with diamond delights, delicious cotton mouth, sweet tarts, treatment. For all whom can't fathom greatness from a dead soul who surrenders unto the halls of mercy. Just another day upright with a crown from the place we call redemption's cold. In darkness come light from a dragonfly's rebirth, and through the lens of thy will be humble in perilous times takes. Curse me and send me your wickedness. Let me die from the sacrifice of which I did you wrong. If I deserve it, then let, if I did not die, and was cursed from your own jealous eyes, then let this not go unpunished, notwithstanding no recall from a forgiving heart that saw this way before your naked eyes became open. How can you defeat a man who won't give up, especially if he has done nothing wrong when they said to me, do the right thing and stop hurting yourself? How did that today turn house of worship against the subject for what it's worth? You owe me, and I had nothing to do with the storm you're facing without me within your own home of worship. Just another day. To share from Los
Angeles. Dope. Dope. Everybody, please give yourselves a round of applause for those awesome pieces and sticking around for this second round. You guys, I really, really appreciate you all. I love your poetry. I can't get enough of it. And I want to thank you for taking the time to come through. All right. I'm going to send everybody back over there to the Crown Royal Lounge. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yo, man, that was dope. But I'm going to try poetic one more time and see if you can give us a rundown for the week, because can't nobody do it like him. You know, he'd be making us feel a certain kind of way when in his absence. All right, so I'm going to open up this microphone again. Testing. Mr. Station Manager, are you there?
Bonjour.
Yeah. Okay.
Je suis fini. What I was doing earlier when my mic was unmuted the last time.
I don't know what you just said, but it sounds good regardless. But could you please give us the rundown for Epiphany for the week?
It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is going to be the erotic love zone with the Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. There's a nice to get down, J-Rob the Wise, son and yours truly poetic. Friday night's going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, a.k.a. Hurricane, and Trisha Stanberry. Saturday night, y'all, is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night is going to be the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And then next Monday night, we'll be right back in here in the King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Back to you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. Please, no more French for tonight, okay? I'm trying to keep my draws in place here, all right?
Mademoiselle, tu es très, très beau.
Oh, man.
Tu es très, très beau.
Oh, my God. So I got to talk to Lady A so I can get some lessons in French. Like, you ain't going to be doing this to me. I don't know what you say.
No, I know you heard me, Diva.
Oh my God! Please help me know. Okay, I'm.
Okay. We'll start. We'll go with some basics. We'll go with some basics. Como ça va?
Oh, I don't know what any of that means. I'm trying to tell you.
Lady
I've heard it several times.
Please inbox La Pearl La Negra so that she can get some lessons going.
Oh Lord!
But.
Now you know how I am, right? Once I learn, it's on, right? You know it's on, right?
Hey, King.
Who's up?
What Bone Crusher say? I ain't never scared.
All right, you know how I am. Okay. All right, y'all heard this, right? Okay. All right.
In the mere words of one of my favorite people in the world, The Rock, don't sing it, just bring it.
All right, I got you. I'm going to send you back over there to the Crown Royal Lounge. Thank you very much for that rundown. I just had a nice chef pour for me
that Crown Pete, so yeah, let me get on back over there.
Yeah.
All right. Poetic. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro.
Wow. All right, Lady A, Diva, I'm counting on you to come through for me, girlfriend. All right. So, well, we can't end the show just yet because we got our CEO of Epiphany just put his hand up. So let's let him through. Let him through.
I know that's right.
Hey, for real. Welcome to King and Queen.
Hey, Larry. Shay, 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 Lady A. Shay the Bone.
Okay.
What do you do?
Baby, take your socks off. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to download I already have a couple of different language apps, but I'm going to download the French one, and I'm going to learn. Y'all going to trust me. I'm going to have everybody taking their socks off and throwing these drawers and all that good stuff.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Mm-hmm. Do on the floor. Mm-hmm. That's French, too.
I know one line. I learned from a song. What did he say? I think he said, wait a minute. It's what's the boy name? The Weeknd? He has a song called Montreal, and I think he says, laissez tomber les filles. And I think it means something about leaving the ladies alone or something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah, he's gay.
It's something else you say, Unjols and Clark, and let that off, something like that. I don't know. But I'm going to learn. I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to learn.
You will. Well, Burn. Hey, I forgot to speak to the king, your highness. What to do, bro?
I'm good, man. Happy to be here. No,
I know you are.
The divas in the building. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
So we
Shay
Shay
the Bone.
Have you been enjoying the show for real?
Yes, I have been. I've been listening. I've been going through pieces in my mind, scanning through several pieces and pieces and pieces, and couldn't find anything that I wanted to do. So I decided to do something that I don't want to do and try to bring some life to it, you know, something old. I don't think you guys ever heard this. It's kind of crazy. I don't even know if I want to do this. But like I said, I couldn't find none. So I said, I'm going to do something that I don't want to do. And that's what this is all about.
Well, make it do what it do.
Do you understand
baby.
That? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand anything I said. I can say this. All right, then. Shay LaBone.
I said, make it do what it do, baby. The mic is yours.
All right. Loose leaf sheets full of pain. To those who've ever felt it, to those many who've ever felt it, its harshness, the tremendous hardships, this thing that drains you, takes you away from the world, it restrains you, leaves your handcuffs to yourself, arresting you, isolates, then detains you. This thing is painful. So when you can push through, take what's on your mind and what's been holding you. Apply those thoughts on the lines, on them lines, on them lines, on them blank sheets that lie before you. Loose leaf sheets, it releases you. Its release will lead you. It's the cure to. So when you feel like it's killing you, them thoughts of that old flame and how that asshole left you, be the pen and grab poetry's hand and let it move you. Allow it to glide across them lines expressing what binds you on them sheets. Loose leaf sheets, fuck the pain, it doesn't define you. But pain is a hell of a thing in how it allowed to motivate you. It can push you further or it can destroy you. It can move you forward into something that is so beautiful, or it can leave you. When shit all around me became polluted, stained, ugly, and destructed, poetry became my cure, my muse that opened the door, that window to a world so beautiful. I don't want to be stuck in life's rear view. When I write, it drives me beautiful. I move on cruise down highways, byways, down streets and avenues. My pen creates things beautiful. It takes me down creeks and streams and oceans too. My pen makes things beautiful. Beautiful. Did I say beautiful? Beautiful. I write the script and poetry does what it do. It lifts me high above cliffs through sandstorms and dunes. Shit, poetry has taken me to the moon. When I imagined it, then wrote about it. When I sit back and think about this ink poetry has given voice to, many muted voices. It has given many muted voices, voices to speak about. Beautiful. When I sat down to write this piece, I thank God for introducing me to poetry. See, I bleed poetry. Poetry is me. I swear that I see poetry visibly all around me. Poetry gave birth to me. I smell it. I can taste it. I feel it. It fills me spiritually, regenerates me. To God be the glory. My testimony of when I was losing my mind and to numb the pain, I got hooked getting high. I drank, I dipped and dabbed, and I smoked crack and after work and after church on Sundays, yo, because I was out of control, but I was trying to find God. But the weed left me blind. I was twisted all the time. I could no longer seek nor find, but down on my face, I was broke, knowing full well that one day I would break, and I surrendered to the Most High when he was there for me, when I wasn't there for myself, and I wrote about it on loose leaf sheets, laying scattered on loose leaf sheets, lay scattered the inner parts of me. Lord, I wonder sometimes, do you honestly see me or hear my cries through poetry, line by line by line? Life is like this. Life is like loose leaf sheets full of pain where the enemy is written down. But poetry makes me feel like God. When I create poetry, you ask me why I chose poetry. I didn't. Poetry chose me. Beautiful. Did I say beautiful? Loose leaf sheets where I leave the pieces of me. through poetry, loose leaf sheets, for real.
Wow. Yo, you stay giving it to us. Your performances are always A plus. Always. Man, for real, you are one of the dopest poets I know, but you're not just that. You are a performer, an entertainer. You have so many different layers, and when you bring us whatever it is that you bring to us, it's always a sit down and all eyes on you type of piece. And I appreciate it. I really, really do. I've learned so much from you. Man, I'm dope. Okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Can you still there? Are you muted?
Oh, I was muted. My bad. I was enjoying the poetry when I, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like when I was
right.
Saying, when I couldn't be heard, it's always the fly on top of the flyness. You know what I mean? So, big fan of your work, top of you being a boss. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, always great work. I'm glad you could show up tonight.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you, my
friend. Yeah. Man. All the time, all the time. You don't understand. I've learned so much from you. I learned how to, I mean, I take something from every last poet that I hear, and I keep it with me, and I try to incorporate it in what I do and what I write. And I really, really appreciate you, man. That's a dope poetry, dope poetry. I guess I can't even ask you what you got going on in the world of poetry because you're going to be tired on that, boss man. But it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. We know you call, you really can't leave us alone. We already know that, so it's all good. But
yeah,
I am going to I'm going to escort you, if you don't mind, over there to the Crown Royal Lounge. So you can see all your people over there, and if you choose to do so, grab yourself a drink, you know.
Okay.
Sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off, baby,
baby. Yeah.
One love, one love.
One love, one mic, y'all.
Yo, who real is that boy? He goes in on his pieces, man. I'm trying to tell
you. He definitely do.
Wow. King, we got one last caller in here, and I'm going to open up his mic and get him in here to spit his piece for us. All right?
That's facts. That's what's up.
We got a Mr. Automatic Charismatic on the mic. How you doing tonight, Auto? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarter. Automatic, you there? Going once, going twice. All right, then. I guess it's time for us to do our pieces and close out this show. So I'm going to go first and then give you the honor of actually closing out the show. All right?
All right, that's what's up.
All right. This is another piece that's untitled. Time doesn't exist. Clocks were invented to give us an imaginary space to organize our duties. But nature's beauty, now that is the handwriting of God. This is me. I know who I am. I know that I was born of passions and fire, and through ashes uncovered, simplicity emerged into a world of chaotic, misunderstood imbalance. I'm from the light of the Most High. I am power beyond measure. And I bring peace through my chaos because I know that we must weather the winter in order to enjoy the spring. I am the fit. My strength is like water. I adjust and adapt. Like the ocean, I keep flowing. I have no obstacles, and the tides turn for me. So understand that even in chaos, my spirit remains beautiful. Because like the sun, I can be alone and still shine as bright as ever. I'm a free spirit. But I need relating, not solitude. So transparency is an aphrodisiac for my soul. Because what's on your face isn't always what's in your heart. My soul knows it was born to use one mic, and my poetry is passion. So if you want to know me, write your story across my heart. We are all broken. Subscribe it within the rhythmic beats right between the soul and ego and just let go. And the pieces will put themselves back together. But it takes a lot of love for me to give you access to my heart. See, if I long for you, I have desire for you. I do want you, but I don't need you. I have what I need. But if you can give me friendship, respect, and reliability, I can share in my love with you. That's it.
All right, Diva. Laying it out there towards the end of the night.
Well, the mic is yours.
All right, this piece is titled Underneath the Air. What my eyes don't see, although my thoughts might be, inside of dreams that come to me while I am asleep, feeling free. What the soul don't know about the vibe coming close, it's an official download from sound notes moving slow. As I embrace the taste of something fresh and so organic, there's a world inside a planet that need a certain bandage. Hands of a healer or dealer strong enough to touch. With time never I rush, admiring that looking plush. As I am seated, receiving, concentrating beyond myself, hoping that my mental health resonates on someone else. Find a thin line or thick shit that cover your mystic. Place me all over your lyrics, which is nobody's business. Good enough to be your trial and error, becoming better. The endeavor of being lesser doesn't come across your dresser. Become a need to your help. You breathe off telepathic reads. Allow your sight to really see a brother capturing what's seen, King.
Awesome piece. You know what? This was a really, really great show. It really
Definitely
was. And I feel honored to have been asked to ride shotgun with you tonight. You know, I can't do
appreciate it like
Zena, Queen Simmons, but I tried my best. I tried my best, and I, you know, you make it easy.
And shout out to Queen. You know what I'm saying? Hope you're feeling better, get better, do better, be better, feel better. We miss you up in here tonight, but you know, your sexy diva, she came through for you. So we'll see you on the next go round, baby. You know what I mean? Word.
Absolutely. All right, well, everybody, I want to say thank you for everybody that called in, bringing that amazing poetry. I think you guys are dope artists, not just poets, but you're artists, creatives.
Yeah.
And I really, really appreciate it. I want y'all to stay in the positive and continue to love one another and respect one another. Get that good relationship going with yourself. But that's where spirit lies. And with that, King, I'm going to say peace.
Hey, one love, one mic. Peace.
And one.